Just as I promised before the break, we're going to take a little shift here and do a follow-up call to both Louisiana and Texas, because we need to find out what's going on down there in the wake of all the storms, and also, of course, for what everybody here listening to this show can do to help. So joining me now, Don Jacks with FEMA in Austin and Ed Connolly out in Louisiana. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good to be here.
Peter, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Hey, well, I'm happy to have you guys. You know, people, you know, forget that you guys have been doing 24/7 for quite some time, haven't you?
We have. Ed and I were together when Gustav hit in Baton Rouge, and I'll let him speak to that. And we were around the clock, and as hard as it was for us, we know how hard it was for the disaster victims. We didn't have any power. We days without power in our operating facility. We were operating on battery backup, but it's been long days.
Well, let me ask both of you guys this. I mean, I'm assuming, and I think I'm assuming correctly, that you've learned some lessons from Katrina.
That's absolutely right, Peter. This is Ed Connolly. And, you know, two key things that have helped us in Louisiana. One is partnership, and the second is preparedness. The partnership between federal, state, and local agencies and voluntary organizations has made a real difference in Louisiana this time around. There's been teamwork. There's been leadership at all levels. People have worked with us, and we've worked together to solve problems. There's been glitches. There's challenges, and there's still long-term needs that we got to wrestle with and stay committed to. But the partnership is in place, and I think we're going to have much more success in dealing with
all right, let's,
problems.
Let's talk about that definition of the word partnership. Explain how that's working.
Well, how it works is that you commit to work as a team, and you work within the established national response system to help deal with emergency situations. And you raise issues, and you say, okay, who can help fix this? Who can take one part of it? And you stay positive. You don't, you know, you talk about what can we do together to solve problems and help people. And I think that's been in place, and that's a basic principle. When that's in place, you have a lot more success. And I think there's just been tremendous leadership at the local level and at the state level, and that's helped us be more successful.
And Peter, this is Don. If I may bring this up, we had hurricane planning teams in Texas and in Louisiana starting back as early as June 1st, working on a daily basis with the state, individual states' emergency management offices, and then we had weekly planning teams. We had a plan in place in Louisiana and in Texas for landfall minus 120 hours, 5 days. So when we got word that something that Louisiana and or Texas were in the cone of uncertainty, at 5 days out, we began pre-positioning people. We began pre-positioning commodities, and as the, for instance, Ike, as it moved west and moved off of the focus on Louisiana and moved closer into Texas, then the focus moved into Texas, and we began getting people and commodities closer to the coast, keeping them out of harm's way, out of the eye of the storm, but having them ready to move as quickly as possible afterwards. So I think that's a good key point for the partnership.
And, I have to share something with you guys. When you mentioned the cone of uncertainty, my God, I've been in the cone of uncertainty my entire life.
Yeah, I think we all live there.
Yes, indeed. We do.
Listen, I want to share with everybody another story that I think is important in terms of how people can plan for emergencies, and that's the folks at Southwest Airlines, because they're based in Dallas, but the, you know, Houston was the target on this one. And what they did, which was really smart, I have to tell you, and that's certainly a lesson learned from what they did in Katrina in New Orleans. What they did at Southwest Airlines was they had all their volunteer people in Dallas, all their employees, literally fly down to the airport in Houston and replace all the people who work there so they could get home and evacuate.
That's great idea.
Great idea and great example. And I think that's what you have to remember in these big disasters is that, you know, lots of times the people you count on are also victims. And they're victims. Their equipment may be destroyed, their offices may be destroyed, and their homes may be destroyed. And so wherever you can, not only in the private sector, but also at the local emergency response level, sometimes you got to help supplement because you recognize that the people you normally count on to provide critical services may be affected as well.
Another point of the partnership, yeah. We brought in and deputized, both in Louisiana and Texas, hundreds of law enforcement officers from the federal law enforcement agencies to backfill the local law enforcement folks who had been working around the clock. Their homes were damaged. Their families were in need of them. And so we fed the federal officials, the federal family members were able to backfill them, let them go home, take care of what had been damaged, while we had these federal law enforcement officers on the street.
That's great. You know, I should also tell everybody that this is an opportunity, much like we did after Katrina, for you to call local hotels in the area and take some vacation time, go down there and see how you can help, not just in terms of sending clothes or goods and services, because those things you guys pretty much have covered, but in terms of how you can help with your own particular expertise and what you do in your daily life. You can also go through the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW. They're also available to help you, but you're going to start seeing in the next couple of weeks opportunities in Louisiana and in Texas and in the coastal areas for you to take part of your vacation time and really go down there and do a volunteer vacation and really help out. And I think that's a very important thing to tell people.
And as of this morning, Peter, 671,000 Texans have applied for assistance from the federal government as a result of what happened to them with Hurricane Ike. So it's a monumental project that's going on
here. That is not an insignificant figure. Don Jackson, Ed Conley from FEMA, thanks for calling in, guys, and keep up the good work. We'll get back to you, and of course, we'll be monitoring this in the days and weeks ahead. Thanks very much.